Erevin perk base mishnah base mutar lahakiv lebeir v'vavancha de par rosh gruba b'fnim b'shoyser. You're allowed to be makiv these pasim, bring them close to the well. V'vavancha de par rosh gruba b'fnim b'shoyser, as long as there's enough space for the cow to have its head and most of its body inside and be able to drink. But if there's not enough space for that, the whole heter for have pas the beros was dafka for the animals that were inside the pasim, but not for human beings. So the concern is that the man that's on the outside of the possum is going to, if there's not enough space for the cows to drink from there, he's going to then schlep the pails of water, whatever they drink from, and bring it outside for them to drink. And then he's going to be over the Isser of Hotzah on Shabbos. Therefore, we have to make sure that there was enough space for most of the cow. The Rav says that this shear is two amos. And on the flip side, mutter laharchik kol shehu, you're allowed to distance the pasim from the be'er, levanchiyar be'pasim. But then all you would have to do is, since we hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that you need 13 and a, that no more than 13 and a third amos of space is between any of the pasim. So if you do make the pasim further away and the space is larger, you just would have to just add on other boards, other planks, to make sure that there's no distance of 13 and a third amas from each plank, from each board.